Jeff Fowler, personal technology columnist for the Wall Street Journal, got a chance to test the session, and he's here to talk to us about it today. Welcome, Jeffrey.
Thanks for having me. I've got this little guy here with me.
Oh, it is very little, about like the size of an ice cube, as you said. It's 1.5 inches, and it's about 2.6 ounces. That's like about half the size of the weight of an iPhone. What are your first impressions of it?
Well, it's tiny, and that's really useful in lots of ways. You can, of course, stick a camera in all sorts of unusual places when it gets that small. I stuck one under a skateboard, put it in the spokes of a bicycle. I handed it to a toddler who thought it was kind of a cute toy and just carried it around and made a cool movie of his afternoon. So that's a big advantage for this. The other thing that I really like about this new GoPro is that it solves a problem that I've long had with GoPros. So they're kind of hard to use. They had a lot of buttons, a lot of modes, a lot of settings. This really kind of just has one button that you really use. It's right on top. And you press it and you're recording video. You press it again and you're not recording video anymore. And that's really all it takes. And I think that helps GoPro kind of go a long ways towards being useful for everyday kind of folks who want to take cool video, as opposed to just kind of adventure sports people, you know, your average snowboarder or skateboarder.
So how did you attach it to the bottom of the skateboard or the bicycle wheel?
Yeah, so GoPro is famous because they have all of these mounts and clamps and whatnot. And this new design for a camera still works with all of their existing ones. So in the case of the skateboard, it had a tiny little clamp that went on the bottom. And all those existing ones still work with this new design, but they actually even then have some newer ones, including one that kind of just makes it fit onto your hand. They call that the glove or the strap. Now it's called the strap. There's ones that go on your head. There's ones you can mount on a dog. Basically, you name it, GoPro makes a mount that it will fit there.
So this new one will fit in all those old mounts. You don't have to buy a new mount.
That's right. Though I have to say, the new camera is so small that it actually looks kind of silly in some of these mounts. Like I've got a selfie stick that when you stick this guy on the end of it, that just looks kind of ridiculous because the selfie stick is so big, but this is so small.
It strikes me that it would make an excellent spy camera.
You know, a lot of people have asked me that, and I'm not certain it would, but maybe it's just that my mind doesn't kind of tend to go that direction. People say that about a lot of new kinds of new kind of camera technologies. People say that about drones. People say that about, remember those tiny little wearable cameras we saw last year that were supposed to sort of take a photo every 30 seconds mm-hmm. or whatnot throughout your day? This guy is actually pretty thick. I mean, an inch and a half is kind of still too thick to kind of like, I don't know, fit underneath your collar or whatnot. So you could definitely stick it someplace and someone wouldn't see it. But if you really wanted to do some spy photography or spy videography, there are better choices out there, even smaller kinds of things. I think this is really much more designed for just being the camera that you could just throw in your bag and take around with you. One other change between this and past GoPros is that it's waterproof just right out of the box. So what I have right here, I could throw in the pool. I could, you know, take swimming, throw in a glass of Chardonnay, whatever you want, and it would just work. So it really is much more kind of rough and tumble and ready to document your life if you want.
So you, in past GoPros, you had to buy a case if you wanted to take it underwater or take it in a place where it was going to be splashed by a bunch of water. But this one just works.
Yeah, in the past, it actually come with the plastic casing that you would have to put on it. But it was still annoying, and it was kind of one more thing that you had to remember and also added to the bulk of the thing. So this is 50% smaller when you compare it to the GoPros with that housing before. And also, it's just cuter. I mean, when I gave this thing to that two-year-old, he thought it was a toy. He saw the blinking red light and that big eye in the front and just wanted to play with it. And that ended up leading to some really adorable footage.